What up, humans? This is FYI, transmitting live from Mid-City Los Angeles, worldwide. And right now, I'm tuned into the Hip Hop Digest Show with the homies, King Killer, Kurt G, and E. Green. 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 E. Green.
About the religion of Jesse James and John Henry, just to mention some names. Well, there's a truck driving legend in the South today, a man called Bandit from Atlanta, GA.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Color, but you all heard that first one, right?
Oh, nigga, guess who's Bizak?
No doubt, back in the building and shit, it's your man, King Killer.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you ain't sounding like you from the southern area, B.
Nah. So all of y'all know or whatever, I'm going to give you a quick story. Shit, I went to Atlanta. A dear friend of mine turned 50, so I went down there to celebrate. Shout to Jim Slick. You know, shout to you, no doubt, my man. And first of all, just the amount of people from our little town who are living in Atlanta is absolutely amazing. So I got to see a lot of names. I'm going to drop names. Of course, none of y'all who listen to the digest know who these people are or whatever. I saw Beefsteak Charlie's sister, Becca.
Wow.
She was at the joint or whatever. I saw Jimmy Jordan. He used to cut under Marty Love. He got his own shop. Yo, matter of fact, I'm going to send you a picture of me, Jim Slick, and Gordy Brown.
Wow. that's Parkway right there.
Yo, Gordy Brown is down there.
Gordy Brown. Matter of fact, not only is Gordy Brown down there, but he down there doing it.
Wow.
He a business owner. Two businesses. Serving up cheesesteaks like
a
motherfucker.
For a minute?
Yeah, he was it, man. But he down in Atlanta serving up cheesesteaks like a motherfucker.
Well, there you go.
So
yeah, you know what? That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's a nigga when we was younger, and that's his dead ass. When we was young kids, I was like, this nigga ain't gonna live long. Because that motherfucker used to be wild nigga.
But you know what? He was smart as shit. gifted smart. And that's why he is where he is.
He was a smart, he was one of those smart dumb niggas.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Smart, but did dumb ass shit.
That's true. So anyway, so let me get you to lay in Atlanta shit. So I'm in Atlanta, whatever. I get there and shit. You know me, B. After doing a gang of shit talking or whatever, shit, southern this, southern that, you know, whatever. I get down there and shit. The first thing I wanted to do, I was like, I got to go to Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's the first thing. I don't care about nothing else or whatever. So I go down there, Ebenezer Baptist Church, you know, I'm like, damn, you know, I'm soaking it all in because that's always going to be special to me. You know what I'm saying? And then go up there and then where Coretta and Martin is buried, they got the whole thing set up. Just awesome. So, you
eternal
know,
eternal flames over there.
Yeah, you know, eternal flame, the whole thing, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, wow, yo, this is really where, you know, a lot of our lives, we didn't know it, we weren't even born, but a lot of our lives was in the path that we lived was started right here. So, you know, I had to pay reverence to that whole situation. But Atlanta itself, what some people, a lot of people say about the South is true. You know what I'm saying? The South is kind of on some different. Everybody spoke. Hey, how you doing? Every honey spoke. You know, up north and shit, we be getting that ice grill and shit. Not down there. Every honey spoke. You know what I mean? And, you know, just a friendly, hi, how you doing? How are you? I was like, okay, it's Southern hospitality and shit. So they taking me around some different points. But I had to go to Mood's Music. And what do they call that? Little 5 points, I think. If I'm wrong, you know, forgive me. But this record store called Mood's Music. And it is the headquarters of one DJ Jamad. So anyway, I'm down there. I'm pissed.
Check out Jamad's shit.
I went, and of course they had all Jamad's mixtapes up there and shit. And I bought the latest one, which I didn't have and shit. And your man is like, yo, come back Saturday. Jamad's going to be spinning. It's record store day. I'm pissed. I knew that was going to happen. I tried to get my flight to leave Saturday night, but I couldn't get it. But I knew that shit was going to happen. I was heated, nigga. It's heated. So I made my personal pilgrimage to Mooj Music, you know, in Atlanta, the headquarters of DJ Jamad. Shout out Afro Mentals, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm shouting it out 1,000 and shit. You know what I'm saying? My man, Jimmy Walker, all his boys, you know what I'm saying, treated me, you know, so good. You know, they like, Jimmy, if that's your man, he's my man, 1,000. You know what I'm saying? It was just a very, very good time. Now, I don't need to hear any more trap, probably for a good while. So I'm going to be up here. I ain't even going to lie. I'm going to be up here just soaking boom bap in like I'm in a motherfucking, what do they call it? Like a sauna, detoxifying.
A hyperbaric chamber.
Nigga, no doubt. Because don't get me wrong, I'm sure Atlanta got plenty of regular boom bap and hip hop. But nigga, you know what I'm saying? Just like most, his girl, their family, the trap was on the radio 24/7. You know what I mean? It was nuts down there and shit. And I actually did see a trap rapper as we were standing in back of Magic City after I took a, you know, a quick pic or whatever. They had a big billboard of some Lil with a big record. You know what I mean? So,
they said some Lil with a big record.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They took out the whole billboard and everything and shit. So, you know. But I actually had a really good time. And to round out my story about my trip to Atlanta, another personal, my man actually lives in Conyers, Georgia, you know, outside the city. But right next to that is Covington. And that's where they filmed the Heat of the Night TV show.
Wow.
So I had to go there. I took a picture of the courthouse and the square and the whole shit, you know. I'm a Heat of the Night guy, you know, the 90s TV show. But that's where they filmed that, and it's crazy. So I got to see that whole town square and that shit from the Heat of the Night. So that was my trip to Atlanta. And because I never been to Atlanta, fucking Hartsfield is fucking... big as hell.
The worst shit ever.
Jeez.
You got one of the hubs, my nigga.
Oh, my God, nigga. Crazy.
You get lost in that bitch.
Nigga, you get lost. You got to take a fucking subway to get out of the motherfucker.
We missed our fucking flight one time. We had to go from one side of the airport to the other to catch our connecting flight. We missed that bitch.
Damn.
Pissed.
Yeah, that's just crazy. So that in Chicago.
Yeah, O'Hare is nuts too.
Let me ask you real quick, though. Ain't it crazy, because, you know, you said Heat of Night is one of your favorite shows. Ain't it crazy how Carol O'Connor went from Archie Bunker, who could be the antithesis of, or whatever the word is, of all hate within white people. And then he switches to the sheriff, who basically is just a good human being. That's crazy, right?
Yes.
That's called a good actor.
That's good ass acting.
Yes. Yeah, Carol O'Connor, that's the man right there, yo. And for you youngins, if you never saw All in the Family, let me tell you something. That's Trump's dad.
Meathead.
You know, well, not beyond that, but the way Archie Bunker, you could see how a guy like Trump was raised under a guy like that to become who he is.
Yeah. So, you should Google All in the Family. Right. Just take one episode and you'll get it.
Yeah, no doubt.
But then you got to watch, just as far as I'm talking about the transition, then you got to watch an episode of Heat of the Night, because he just was the absolute opposite of Archie Bunker.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. And even married Harriet the Long at the end when it was all said and done. fine ass Harriet and shit. She's fine as a motherfucker on that show. I don't care what nobody says.
No doubt. You had a little young boy crush.
Yeah, he did. He got names and all that shit.
I'm a Heat of the Night fan.
He's like, boy,
up.
I tell you, she was firing frogs hair.
Since he put it out there, Mad Sinclair did have me kind of sprung. Reverend John Mad Sinclair.
No doubt. Wow. That was good. So anyway, let's get into the
Denise Nicholas, though.
What's up?
Special shout out to Denise Nicholas.
Oh, of course, okay. My man. So Anyway, I could go on and for that for a little while.
Back to the hip-hop digest show.
Yeah, back
right,
to the
niggas
back,
is like these motherfuckers is going down memory lane.
Yeah,
and shit.
Back to the previous program. First topic on the hip-hop digest. Yeah, nigga, we back. Yo, we're gonna discuss this point by point, the bullet point. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, is now officially the biggest song in the country.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. What's up?
You just fucked me up, son.
What'd I do?
You said, yeah, nigga, we back. Like, last week, them niggas ain't do shit.
We were just talking last week.
We was just practicing. Like I said, we was just practicing last week. Out here bullshitting, dribbling the ball.
Not a game.
We back.
No, I meant to say we as a collective and shit. I didn't want to say, yeah, it's your man, King Killer. I'm back, nigga. I'm bulldozing and shit. I didn't want to do that, yo. I'm trying to be a team player and shit.
But you Jordan, nigga.
Oh, boy. Here we
Jordan
go.
Jordan, together.
Jordan, Kobe.
Here we go.
LeBron.
Here we go.
What's the topic, B? What's the topic?
Shout out to Artemis, and I really appreciate you coming in and holding it down because you really did the damn thing. You know what I mean? So anyway,
after he says we back.
Back to the previous program. Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, is officially the biggest song in the country. This achievement and the latest development has become quite a saga after Billboard chart removed him from the country charts, and it ignited a long-standing debate over what is country music and who belongs on country music, and is it racism, is it not racism, etc., etc. That's just point number one. Let's just quickly discuss that. Your man Lil Nas X, I hate that name. Yo, I mean, like I said before, and we did touch on this about it not being a country record. He himself was calling it country trap. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a pop record. Just call it what it is. Okay. Can we just call it pop?
Okay, we can do that. That's what I'm saying. I want to discuss
ain't
that.
Call it country rap or hip hop. It was pop.
But let me ask you.
Okay.
Is there racism? Was there racism throw towards your boy Nas X over this whole shit?
I don't think it was racism. I think it was just niggas trying to protect their shit.
Integrity
of their shit. But all I gotta say is, motherfucker, god damn, this nigga is, if you didn't think trolling worked, believe me, now you know trolling fucking works.
Yes.
This nigga trolled his way to the top of the fucking chart.
Yes he did. And so now we're gonna do part number two. Old Town Road is about to smash the single week spins record held by your boy Blackface. God's Plan set the record for spins at 127,000 spins. As of Friday, Lil Nas X, the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus, was sitting at 125 spins collectively. Now, he went on to smash that record as well, and he went on to take out your boy Blackface in My Feelings.
Troll Train.
Which totaled 116 million streams. Your boy Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, the remix, has smashed the record, coming in at 143 million streams. My question to you gentlemen is Blackface fans worried about this? Because just like I said, and I predicted this, Rapper X. Now, I didn't know it was going to be this nigga, but I did say Rapper X in the future is going to obliterate that new math shit.
Well, you said BTS Jimin, and it was going to do that, right?
Well, yeah, I did say that. And they did do that on YouTube. BTS Jimin owns all the YouTube records. Okay, your boy Blackface does not own any of those. Now, my question to you is quickly, gentlemen, because we're going to get through these topics quickly. Are Blackface fans worried about that? And what does that say about the future for Mr. Nas X?
I don't think the Blackface fans are worried about it, because that's a different animal to them.
Yeah, but I don't think caring about...
More worried.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, but I thought that numbers and all that shit meant, you know, that's what they used to boost them. Yo, fuck you old broke niggas.
Your boy Blackface does it consistently for whatever reason.
Okay.
This is just one time so far for this kid. He's got to do it again.
All right, that's real.
If he does it again, if he does starts to do it consistently, maybe. But this could also be seen as a William Hung, a one hit wonder and be out of there.
No doubt, no one doubt.
Hit a quitter.
No doubt. Anybody hear from Designer lately?
Oh.
Ouch.
No. Pen up.
All
but
right.
He got hoes in Atlanta, B.
Hey, no doubt. Topic number four. There have been a bevy of remixes so far. Okay, A. Remix A. Number A, Billy Ray Cyrus. We know about that. Remix B, Young Thug. Remix C, Keith Urban on Instagram doing that whole Hank Williams jump off banjo, the whole shit.
Yes, everybody, sir. Everybody trying to get in on it.
Remix D, okay, Animal Crossing KK Slider. This particular remix was made by somebody who made the whole record only using animal sounds from Animal Crossing. It's ridiculous. B, they gonna ride this motherfucker into the dirt.
Like anybody I said,
say Roxanne.
Yeah, it's gonna be worse than that.
Just like I said, my nigga, troll train. He trolled the shit out of this shit.
Peace, love, and troll.
And
he worked this motherfucker, son. He worked the fuck out of this shit.
At number four, last but not least, Dave East calls Lil Nas Old Town Road whack. And
I'm sort of
reading trolling. The fuck is this Old Town Road shit? It's fucking whack. I don't know what the fuck's going on with hip-hop, but this shit is whack. Got a cape on it. This shit is super whack, says one Dave East. And
watch
two,
out, Dave. And you right, sounding like an old man right now, oh, my nigga.
And two, you should have seen the litany. They was like, who this nigga think he is? He trying to act like old-ass Method Man. Meth ain't got nothing to do with this shit, but they calling Dave East older than a motherfucker. Now, somebody did say, and this is the point counterpoint that I want you guys to get your reaction on. Dave East is younger than J. Cole and Kendrick, and you're never going to call them old. B, why are they
who's
doing that?
Who's not going to call them old?
Just the general public who's now riding with Old Town Road and shit. You got niggas turning in their Yeezys to going to get chaps and cowboy boots and shit.
Well, you know, the kind of the population that wants to hate on Tiger Woods but then jumps on his wood is going to have issues, baby.
Oh,
so.
I got to apologize to Mr. Woods myself.
Tiger Woods returning to greatness.
What you apologizing for?
Because I said that nigga was finished. I said done. I said he was mentally fucked up and he was done.
Oh, B, he's still fucked
but
up.
He actually accomplished something that I didn't think he would.
But you missed the point, though, what Swerve is saying, and that's real talk, yo. These are the same type of people, you know what I mean? Again, they done traded their Yeezys in for chaps and cowboy boots, my nigga.
Right.
I mean, what is this shit? You know what I mean?
Just no direction whatsoever.
None. So.
But I first heard this song. Today is the 19th, the day before 420, by the way. I heard this song on the April 17th. Sydney, my shorty, my baby, she was playing it. I was listening, like, what is that? She was like, oh, that's Lil Nas. I was like, oh, wow. So I'm listening. I was like, damn, that don't sound like country or hip hop. It's just a pop song.
Nigga, I'm riding with Dave East, yo. Shit is whack.
But and whether it's whack or not, it's a lot of pop shit is whack, but that shit just sound like pop to me.
It's just a, like you said, it's just a pop song, B. He tried and it worked. He trolled the fuck out of it. He called it a country record, which made country niggas react, which made people put their eyes on it and start to click it and listen to it. Like, what is this song that everybody keeps talking about? Click. What the fuck? Click. So it worked. It fucking worked.
That's my nigga right there, yo. He done seen through everything. Nigga said, I'm gonna tell you right now, trolling works.
But here's the thing. He's gonna have to make another Jay-Z. And that remains to be seen.
Oh, shit, man. That's funny than a motherfucker. Wow, yo. All right. That's what's good. Anybody heard from D12 lately?
Ooh. Ouch.
All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is...
That is bizarre.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is... last Saturday was Record Store Day, no doubt. And, on the news of that, Bandcamp is launching a vinyl pressing service. And everybody who's anybody who's independent.
That's probably going to be
expensive. Well, I'm going to tell you, Bandcamp is hooking niggas up.
What?
See, I'm going to tell you how Bandcamp is hooking niggas up. Bandcamp is saying no upfront investment is required to start your campaign. Once the minimum investment goal has reached, Bandcamp will press up the records and ship them to your customers. Basically, if you're on Bandcamp and you're making a little bit of guap, right? And you want to start a record campaign. If you sell the amount to cover the cost, Bandcamp will press it. You do the artwork to your specifications and get it to the customers who buy your records. There are some people who are making an okay living. They ain't, you know, they ain't superstars, but they make an okay living on Bandcamp because they got dedicated fans who buy their shit. Yes, Bandcamp. Sort of like what we do on these the t-shirt campaign. You know what I mean? We make a little bit of change if cats go buy the t-shirts or the hoodies or whatever. You know what I mean?
Which they can find on our website.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Bandcamp, on top of that, opened a brick and mortar shop in California. I failed to find out where out in Cali it is. I don't know if it's Frisco or L.A.
If it's around here, you let me know.
I'm going to let you know. So shout out to Bandcamp, who's getting the vinyl back in the game. Again, like I said, last week was Record Store Day. One of the other things about Record Store Day that I failed to get, because my flight was all fucked up and I would have bought it and bring it back, is the new Pete Rock return of the SP1200, which was released on Record Store Day, but I didn't get it.
Shout out to Diff. He said he got his copy already.
Did he? Yeah, I looked at about 3 or 4 stores online. Shits was sold out, so I got to get my return of the SP12 by Pete Rock. Just basically Pete Rock beats from the 90s, yo, and I'm buying it. It's as simple as that.
I'm gonna wait for the fever to calm down, and then I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, that's real. That's what's up, no doubt. All right, next time going to Hip Hop Digest is, yo, I'm gonna press this because I figured that I'm gonna get a name to it. I'm going to call it the Hip Hop Digest Sing-Along. And yes, that's a thing. We are going to, at some point in time, me, you, Kurt G, pick a record, pick a verse, pick a couple of lines. I don't know. And you're going to do it live.
God damn, Simon.
He taking this Jordan shit serious, isn't he? That damn, I don't look like Steve Kerr over here.
And
I'm going to fight you back for real.
You're sitting there talking to Rayful. I can't wait to see how this works out.
Oh, shit. But I'm telling you, look, I think it's a fun way to get past all the negative news from the past couple of weeks, yo. That's what I'm saying. We're going to get back to hip-hop and the Hip Hop Digest Sing-Along. It could be any artist, but how it comes across. Swerve, you always rapping on the goddamn show, son. So it should be no problem for you.
But it's a spontaneity thing, Pete.
Right, you usually say something and then it just makes us just go ahead and spark some shit.
Yeah, so.
Hey, you trying to make niggas rehearse and shit?
Like, we practicing this for real over here. Like, damn, I got to get my verse right before I go in on the show tonight.
Shit, well, I'm just saying. And like I said, the Digest listeners are going to be involved. We're going to be playing their joints. Like I said, the professional MCs, Cookbook, Creative, Artemis, all these guys. You know, it's going to be easy for them, whatever. But the Hip Hop Digest, that's the new topic. The Hip Hop Digest Sing Along. And you know I can't rhyme, but I'm going to do it.
In Atlanta.
Oh, shit. So the niggas will slip me a Mickey or something down there.
Oh, shit.
Up under that Hip Hop Dodgers hoodie, you got a Braves jersey on or something?
Man, nah, B.
It's in a glabbing and smokes.
So anyway, but yes, we definitely got to get into the Hip Hop Digest sing along. Like I said, I think you, Swerve, you always rhyming. I think you should do it. You know what I mean? You should kick it off, the inaugural Hip Hop Digest sing along. So not today, but not today. No.
Put a nigga on the spot. He's like, wait a minute. I've been vaping over
shit.
This bitch.
Let me pull a verse.
Nah, not today, but get your verse together, record it, and we'll play it.
Oh, damn. I got to go to the studio? Yo, Big Rush. You should come back out to L.A. for a minute.
Fucking nigga up.
B, you can do it the way you doing it now, nigga.
Yo, turn my headphones up.
Oh, see.
Turn my headphones up.
I need another blunt.
Turn them shits the fuck up.
There you go. Let's keep it rocking, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Kodiak Black Instagram comments. My nigga, and I'm saying this with full my nigga Kodiak. I knew there's a reason why I like that kid.
Wow.
Damn.
Because we just got done had a very good dissertation from Kurt G about trolling. And look, I'm going to be the first one to say, y'all, you didn't believe. But three words Kodiak Black said, and y'all didn't believe it. And those three words are, and you can end it for me, Kurt G. Celebrity.
Fuck that.
And he meant it. Okay?
There you go.
He meant it. So he said some undignified things about jumping on Mr. Hustle's grieving widow. And everybody thought it was in poor taste. But what I find in poor taste, whether if it's Ebro or it's Big Boy out in L.A. or T.I. or Lil Wayne. Or anybody else that's jumping on this shit, okay? This nigga been ignorant. This nigga been up on charges of...
mind is telling me no.
This nigga... No, but I'm just saying, hold up, B. This nigga been ignorant.
From the door.
This nigga been up on charges of forcible, you know, sexual battery and shit. And he up on some other charges in South Carolina with a minor. This nigga been... So, these motherfuckers want to get up here, okay? And want to act all fucking outraged?
So, killer. Pause for a second.
Wait a minute.
I'm not talking about that other kind of pause.
Wait a minute now, B.
Wait, no. I got to ask. I got to ask this because it's important. I understand what you're saying, but the fact that he said he would impregnate T.I.'s daughter, that's okay? That's trolling?
B, let me repeat.
In this day and time?
B.
Not our day and time. In this day and time, okay?
In this day and time, he was brung up on charges for some ignorant shit prior.
Yeah.
See, this whole dumb shit... I'm pulling niggas' cards on this shit. You don't run up on me. It's the same shit with R. Kelly. Don't run up on me with this Me Too shit when all of y'all motherfuckers is out there dancing and stepping in the name of love. Kodiak the same way. He been was on this shit. But now, because his T.I. daughter, it's a problem. Now, because it's the grieving widow, it's a problem. This nigga, and I'm starting with Lil Wayne, okay? When Lil Wayne, on this particular record, Letter to Kodiak, starts out the record. First of all, the record is horrible. And all these niggas making diss records. T.I., what the fuck you on, nigga? That shit whack, too. All this shit. This Letter to Kodiak, this nigga come out and he like...
You can't go back to Atlanta no more.
B,
now you done.
You done now, brother.
Nah, T. Nah, I'm
the king now.
Nah, B, I'm
fly zone.
You messing with the... No, let me say it how they would say it. You messing with the Kang. So, K-A-N-G, the Kang.
Okay, I'm just saying. The point is, Lil Wayne is like, fuck that black ass nigga, Kodiak Black, that illiterate piece of shit. Now, if we would have said that about Kodiak, we'd have had a million young bulls on our back talking about, oh, y'all motherfuckers is playing, and you fuck you old niggas. Okay?
I gotta take issue with one thing.
And then we'll sit up there and then get all kinds of fucking cosigns from your boy Blackface. Oh, this is the realest album I done heard all my fucking year and shit. But then the minute the paid niggas get their panties all ruffled the fuck up, then it's now it's a problem. What he said was ignorant. I agree with that. But just like he said way back in the days when we started covering this nigga, when they, one thing about me, dog, celebrity,
fuck that.
I'm clapping back. So yep. now you can come at me with the righteous indignation. But all them niggas who had something to say could have been shut this nigga down, but you didn't want to. You know why? This nigga was blowing up. Nigga was selling. Nigga was paying bills and shit. Nigga was coming by your station and shit and putting money in your pocket and shit. You know, making personal appearances and shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Go in.
I only had one little thing there, B. If you said Lil Wayne made a diss record and called him ignorant.
Yes.
Fuck this black ass motherfucker.
Yes.
I heard it.
And I thought Lil Wayne, ain't Lil Wayne and ain't him about the same complexion?
Matter of fact,
fuck this black ass nigga.
Yeah, he said, and I'm quoting, fuck that black ass nigga, Kodiak Black, illiterate piece of shit. And I didn't listen to the rest of the record because that's all I needed to hear. I clicked off.
That was enough clickbait for you.
That was enough. But you guys aren't answering the poignant question of, was it in poor taste what he said to Nipsey's? Yo, it was in poor. It was the poorest taste, no doubt. It was in the poorest of taste.
You know, but I call it like you, just like. Again, y'all know I was never a R. Kelly fan. I was never a fucking Kodak Black fan. But when you said, and we all heard it, him, when he said, celebrities.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
We heard it. He's clapping back. He said it. And the fact that he's doing it should make Game, Tank, and all these other people who have made these videos, you are too late.
Been too late.
Where were you when he was up on charges for messing with little girls?
My man.
So if you ain't in the game at that point, you can't just jump off the bench because you're going to get suspended.
See, that's the point I'm saying. And that's why I mean that when I said, oh, Kodiak, my man. Because this nigga let you know exactly what he was 1,000%. He wasn't hiding behind no gangsters or no fronting niggas fronting for him. He let you know exactly that he was an ignorant motherfucker. And then us on the Hip Hop Digest, who was like, oh, this is fucking Kodiak. This nigga, he look ignorant. He sound ignorant like a mumble nigga. We called that shit. But you know what? But we got hammered for doing that. Cause we don't understand young boys.
And he became famous, even more famous.
See, what the fuck does ignorance look like, B?
Kodak Black.
Kodak Black and Trump sitting right next to each other, huh?
Oh, ignorance. Ignorance.
No doubt.
Pure ignorance.
No doubt. So, but I'm saying, but real talk, B. I'm serious. What do you got to say on this? Because I'm more outraged at all these people, like he said, the Games and the Tanks and the TIs and everybody else and the Big Boys and the Ebros. I'm outraged at those niggas.
Well, time out, because Ebro, though I wasn't happy with it and didn't like it, because I'm not a Mebro fan, but he did kind of call him out, Kodak Black, when he was on the show, and Kodak chose to leave the show that day.
Okay, all right.
So
we're gonna
leave Ebro off of that, because okay. It might not have been on whatever, but Kodak, I mean, he did bring up the fact, and we got
at Ebro for that, because we were like, you asking him a question that you know he can't answer.
Right.
But he did it.
He did ask
it. Now, looking at it now.
Yeah, but you know what? But I'm still getting on Ebro, because Kodak was the lowest of hanging fruit. Like I've been saying, them niggas ain't making Jay laying in the bed getting milk and cookies when he's up there, my nigga.
So, they feed them grapes, B.
They afraid to ask anything off the wall.
Man, they would never. They would never.
I'm not going to sit here and be a hater. You got to call it for what it is. He did at least put him on the carpet for that shit. So. Okay.
I mean,
a lot of people didn't.
They didn't.
And they didn't. And that's the problem. And that's the biggest problem with this whole shit. And to me, it's just totally out of hand. Because Katz didn't want to call him out the minute he was up on some child fucking charges and shit. They should have been. All this crazy shit, this Me Too shit, how come his label ain't drop him? You know why? Because the album was ready to drop him. With all that publicity, it blew. That's what's anyway. Up. My man, Kodiak.
Your man. I'm still not fucking with him.
Yeah, that's definitely your man.
Yeah, it's my man because out of all the motherfuckers, the phony motherfuckers out there, as ignorant and as a fucking jail nigga as he is, he's the most authentic. The rest of these niggas phony.
Okay.
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
So, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is Ebony and Jet Magazine. Johnson Publishing Company has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They're finished.
Magazines are done anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, there was a very long article on how they ended up filing for bankruptcy. The founder, John H. Johnson, passed away in 2005, and by prearrangement, he passed the business on to his daughter, who was unprepared to run the business. Just like, and there's a lot of like, you know, the sporting news and all these different magazines who are out of business because of the digital world and they couldn't adjust to that. This particular situation is the same thing that happened to Ebony and Jet and the whole Johnson Publishing empire. They have sold off all of the assets or wanting to sell off all of the assets. That is included pictures. You know, I mean, this magazine has been around, and let me find that here where it says, with the company has been around when the target audience went from colored to Negro to Black to African American. And even before then, that this company was covering us and giving us the news. You had Ebony, which was more of a fashion fair type magazine. You had Jet, which was the news wing. They gave you the straight news wing. And that's even as young boys, even though Emmett Till was lynched in the 50s, every last one of us saw the picture of Emmett Till. It's one of those things that helped shape us, you know. Right. So this is huge, man. I'm really sorry to hear that. Like I said, it was a very complicated thing. I don't think the daughter was ready to run the company, and like you said, the internet and that whole thing, and they all got hammered. And so,
well, somewhere I have a link of all of the publications that they have distributed. All of the Jet. Online. Yeah, all of the Jet. I think I sent you that one.
Yeah, I've got that one. Yeah.
So, and that's archived. Google, that's going to be up. So you can go back, which is a wonderful, wonderful. I often go back and look at, like, the soul charts.
Yeah, that and Beauty of the Week, don't front.
Oh, well, I mean, come on,
Beauty of the Week, well, that's a different world there.
You can't even do that anymore, could you?
Man, you know what? I don't understand why, because the Beauty of the Week clearly was the Beauty of the Week. And, man, that shit was in every fucking Black barbershop in the nation.
Oh, yes, sir. 20-year-old ones sitting in a pile.
Shit, nigga, no question about it. So they are filing for bankruptcy, so definitely want to...
Very unfortunate.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate. Just decades and decades of African American, and they have the most comprehensive photo archives of our history, which is probably being sold off as we speak. You know, the most comprehensive photo archives of African American postmodern history. You can believe that. So
hopefully they get the person that buys it puts it up. So everyone can just, you know, some like in a museum somewhere or something like that.
And it needs to go, like that wonderful museum there in Washington,
yes,
D.C.?
Yes, it needs to go straight to the African-American History Museum. That's where it needs to go because they're going to curate that and take care of that, you know. So, indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I think it was one of the Lehmans, shout to the Lehmans, posted this letter from Kev Brown. I'll just take the first paragraph where it says, "Peace, y'all. Just wanted to say thanks for holding me down for the past 20 years. At this point in my life, it looks like I'm going to be shutting things down for trying to pursue this music thing anymore. Creative, everything's are great, but I was never able to make a real living from this thing that I love, you know, hip hop, rap music, Kev Brown." So he's basically saying he's shutting it down.
It's unfortunate. When I saw that, it hurt a little bit, because Kev Brown to me is one of the best producers, because he just does it the way people that love hip hop just, you would just be like, okay, Kev Brown is that real deal.
Year in and year out.
Year out, and he's consistent with it. He's very consistent with it, and it hurt when I saw that, because I see it's just frustration is what that is. It's doing work and putting out beats and knowing your shit's quality, but it ain't getting no traction. Ain't nobody fucking with you. You ain't getting no calls. Or if you do get calls, you ain't getting no money out of this shit. Niggas just want beats. And there ain't no bread coming in from these streaming services, because you know how they handle business.
Oh, my God.
Them niggas is giving you... You thought record companies was bad. Mm. Streaming services is making record companies look like fucking... Your fucking mom. Like, yeah, mom, I love you.
Yeah.
Come on back. Please come back, record companies.
Tell you
please.
What, yeah,
take
boy.
These streaming businesses and get them the fuck out of
oh
here.
Oh, my God. It takes the average nickel... on that average nickel you used to get from a regular record company seemed like bank.
So, my brothers, may I come in from the other side there?
Oh, you got something negative on that, my nigga?
It ain't got to be negative. Okay. It's just a different opinion.
My man, what's good?
Damn, they can go back to Atlanta with that shit. I'm just saying, have you seen a check from the Hip Hop Digest show?
We've made a few pennies.
Nah,
we haven't
nigga.
Seen a check.
No. Pennies.
Yeah, we've
seen... paid any bill at your crib.
No, not at the crib.
No, it ain't pay a bill for me either.
This is strictly a labor of love. We're
okay.
doing this because love. We love it.
I see you. I saw the glove up.
No glove.
But here's what I'm saying, yo. I love Kev Brown. Like, for real. I love his art. Him as the person. I know Kev Brown. You know
Kev Brown was down here in the basement with us,
exactly,
chilling.
Exactly. So I love his work and what he has created, okay? And I know that we have to pay bills and life is a cost. But the way he did it, to me, he could have changed up and did some trap beats or whatever. But what he was doing, it to me, it was like love. It was like real love. And I know it's fucked up because we are hundreds of fucking podcatchers. We are, literally, but we ain't getting no bread from that shit.
Well,
so should we stop? Should we say, like, you know what? You know, it's all good. We like fucking with y'all, talking about what we do, but we just gonna do this. We gonna do this on the phone now and leave y'all out. We done. We can't do this no more.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something, man, and I don't think people really paid attention to when Joe Budden says that advertisers, and specifically those online, do not pay African Americans for podcasters for content. All these white guys get paid. Word is born. Very few African Americans get paid, but there is a shitload. And no disrespect to our white listeners, it's not. But it is a racial thing. There's a shitload of white cats out there who are getting paid doing exactly what we do, because they spend money on those podcasters because they feel though that those podcasters have enough people who listen to them. I'm gonna get on the Joe Rogan podcast. You know, he's got a million listeners. Motherfuckers ain't saying let's get on a Hip Hop Digest podcast, you know.
But who's that's not our fault, or it's not them other thousands of black podcasters' fault. It's the fault of the listeners who do not support.
The point is
wait. So I understand Kev Brown on that point, But at what point? I mean, you ain't got to just stop, yo.
No, but like,
I know he ain't got to just stop. But like you said earlier, B, it's love. He really loves this shit, and his heart is broken. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He'll probably come back. He'll probably come back. I believe he'll come back at some point in time. But his heart is broken right now. And he's feeling like, yo, this shit, man, I've been doing this shit for so long. And I should have been. I'm looking at all these other niggas making money and doing this and doing that. Doing dumb shit and making money. And I'm out here trying to be authentic and doing this for real and trying to give it to the people. And they just not supporting me the way I think I should be supported.
And that's what we should say then. Because that's real.
Well,
we don't support ourselves.
As somebody who has an awful lot of fucking Kev Brown produced and Kev Brown records in here, I was one who supported that brother. And
but that money might have gone somewhere else.
No, no doubt.
And he's saying that he didn't get a lot of money.
Right, and
shit.
He said that. He said, man, he never really got a hold of this money thing and shit. And where a cat like me, when Kevin was down here, he was signing all kinds of fucking 12 inches and shit.
Right.
You know, calling me a man fan and shit.
That was a crazy ass name.
No doubt.
Oh, he was drunk as shit.
Yeah, no doubt. So all that being said, you know, I'm just saying, for somebody who supports Kev Brown and who really likes his work, I'm saying I was saddened, but I used the podcast thing as the example of somebody like Kev Brown. And trust me, you know, he's not the only one. There's a lot of guys out there who do great work, but are just not getting paid.
Well, here's the thing. We don't want to feel like a child in a divorce. It's like he's divorcing hip hop and we're the children. I mean, as long as he's still connected to us, brother, I understand. But don't leave us high and dry.
No, I think that Kev will probably just pick and choose his spots. I think Kev is always going to turn on the drum machine. I think he's always going to sample and he fuck around and string 6 or 8 joints together. And he call his man up and be like, yo, let's do it. You know, but for him to put out the amount of work that he's been doing for the past 20 years, I think he's done with that. I think he's just going to go ahead and live regular life. But, you know, when the spirit hits him, you know, as it does us, you know,
we'll be ready.
We'll be exactly. I mean, Kurt G will tell you, I'm a buying record fool and shit.
You got stacks of records over here.
I'll be receiving my first package off Discogs very soon.
All right,
but
my man.
But you still didn't give me the real Lolo, B.
Oh, really? Oh,
did you buy your damn record so you can tell me the spot?
Oh, damn. Yes, I did.
You're over here waiting for your shit.
I did.
Hell yeah. And I need that.
I thought I told you the real Lolo. I apologize for that.
Not yet.
So anyway, so before we get Kurgy's world famous again, I'm going to give a shout out to, again, I want to give a shout out to Artemis, you know, straight up, man. Thanks for stepping in and hooking a brother up and being there for me and helping the digest get it in. I want to give a shout out to Peter Oasis. Obviously, that Redman and Method Man thing didn't work out, but I want to give a personal shout to you. I really appreciate you doing that for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So definitely want to shout to him. And again, just continue to shout all the brothers on the Hip Hop Digest text chain. If you are new and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest, yo, and you really want the inside baseball talk, you got to get on text chain. You know what I mean?
Just shoot me a message on any of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever. We're all every one of them is Hip Hop Digest Show. So just let me know you want to get on, and you'll get on.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And just everybody who's on the show, you know what I'm saying, and on the chains again, the Lehmans, you know what I'm saying, Big Rush, you know what I'm saying, Smokey Joe, calm down, baby, it's all right, calm down, baby, you know what I mean, no doubt. So, Swerve, you got anything?
Nah, that's it, man. We good. We just happy to have you back running shit.
Damn. <That's right.
laughs> We back.
Yeah, my man, because I was, you see Soul Plane? we was flying that shit last
week. It was no topics. We was just motherfucking just in this bitch, just flying off the top. Forgot freestyle to for real.
Right, forgot to ask Artemis's top three, because I just was talking. I knew he had been sick, so I was like, that was my first thought. Then we just... Kurt was like, hold up.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So, again, and before we get out, that is a thing. The Hip Hop Digest Sing-Along. Sing-Along's coming shortly from the Digest show members as well as people on the text chain or anybody else who wants to get in. Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got the Legion, 3 the Bronx Way. That's the Legion, 3 the Bronx Way.
Oh, the Legion.
Mm. Yes. And then we got Soul Development, the Soul of Black Folk. That's Soul Ooh. Development, the Soul of Black Folk.
Sound like something I need to hear immediately.
Yeah, you need to listen to that, my brother. If you if you're down with that empowerment talk.
Oh, you already know.
I tell you what, man, you put up an album, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Yo, this nigga had he was penciled in, right? I had one of your albums penciled in to the last track on the album. He went trap on me and he just my whole stomach got upset. I'm not going to name who it was, but I enjoyed the fuck out of that album until the last track, and he upset my stomach, yo. Tums and shit.
Milk of magnesia, nigga?
No doubt. So
oh, don't forget I got the
album. Wait, there's one more. There's one more.
It's instrumental album, Dave Moon the Fudge Monk, Victorious Vision. That's Dave Moon the Fudge Monk, Victorious Vision. Oh, yeah, that is it.
So,
can't wait to be listening to this replay so I can hear that.
So, now, last and certainly not least, before we get out, let me tell you the last story, and I was holding this for last. So I'm in Atlanta and shit, you know, I got to see all the sights and like you said, the whole Southern hospitality, everything's going good or whatever. So my man Party and shit, he's got it in Decatur and shit. So he's like, yo, I'm gonna go ahead and take you through the trap real quick. I like, word?
This nigga's excited like he going on a roller coaster and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like a fucking big eyed tourist and shit. So this nigga, he drive me through this shit, yo, in Decatur. I ain't even gonna front, yo. I haven't seen an open air drug market like this in a long time, my nigga. These niggas, the way they had it was in a no-tell. So the no-tell, you know, had two sides of the no-tell and then the back, so you could see everybody coming and going and shit. Yo, hookers out in front of the no-tell. You know, a cat will drive up, the hooker will say something, he'll drive around back and shit to go get it in. The young bulls up front, it's three layers. It's young bulls on the street, and then it's a layer down in the parking lot, and then obviously in the back where the money and the drugs is. I'm like, yo, this is some real trap shit. Decatur, Georgia. You know what I mean? Yo, word is born, yo. It was so bustling out that joint, yo. I wanted to take some pictures, but then I figured, y'all, I can hear them niggas now. Who that good? Whatever, however the Southern slang is who the hell is that? I didn't need those problems at that time. So I just sat in the truck. We just drove through and shit. You know, a couple niggas like, you know, looking at us like, what, you here to buy or you know, or what? And shit. And we just breezed on through.
This nigga... telling the story like CNN reporting a story and damn. Shit talking about open air drug market like
he had right a, open air
like he had a Dutch farmers market, bunch of Amish people making food and shit,
nigga. Let me tell you something.
Levels and shit, layers,
nigga,
shit.
Yo, they had the whole layers, the whole shit. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, damn, yo, any police officer can drive through and clearly see this shit, you know what I mean? But hey, look,
who they hurting?
Well, now that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true, because I done seen 2-3 pickups with white boys in it look like they was buying drugs and getting the hell out of there. Right.
Out. In and out burgers and shit.
So, I'm telling you, yo, real talk. Yeah, word is born. I'm thinking this whole trap shit. You know, I'm thinking it's similar to, like, up north, you know what I'm saying, crack house or whatever, but... Yo, this shit was, like, wide blatant. You know what I mean?
Baltimore?
Yes. That's okay. B-more is the last time I really seen open air like that and shit. But the way they had it set up and shit, like I said, this shit was on some old, you make the connect with the young boy, then you got to drive around somewhere behind the weed somewhere and shit. And they had this whole no-tell. I mean, the shit was so, you not going to drive your car down there. Matter of fact, you ain't even going to rent a room in that motherfucker, yo. Because that shit's crazy. So for all you Atlanta representatives who feel good about we really doing it in the drug scene, yeah, you are. You're really doing it.
But they're not alone, though. You can find that in almost any city.
No doubt. No doubt. But I just was just like, you know, this whole, I've been inundated with this whole trap shit or whatever. And I'm like, what time is it really down there? I'm going to go down there and see a bunch of young niggas wearing Yeezys and dance skins and shit. You know what I mean?
Damn. He pulled out the dance skins on them.
You know what I mean? But word is born.
Shout out to York, PA again. Yes.
You know what I mean? But word is born, yo, that they had that bitch, yo. And like I said, man, they had some hookers out there. You know what I mean? Just real talk, yo. It's like, wow.
This nigga was... He was at the amusement park for real, B.
Yeah, no doubt.
Did you hear the Migos over the intercom? The street intercom,
nigga. I tell you what,
trapping out the house with the boards on the windows.
Yo, real talk. But now, so my man Jim Walk, he asked me to send him some music and shit because yo, that nigga is yo, it's trapped 24/7 down there. Yo, he's getting inundated. So I want
and also. While you sending shit, I'm gonna need that old school folder.
Oh,
I need that.
I got you. I got you.
All right, thank you, sir.
It's not ready yet, but I got you when it's ready.
Nigga, it's ready because y'all be using it at parties, so don't try to front online, nigga. I need that folder.
Are you talking about the Mo-Funk folder?
Mo-Funk.
You said old school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I can send you the Mo-Funk folder.
Yeah, I need the Mo-Funk. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
You got to call it correctly.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got 100 folders over here, but yes, that's the one I need.
That's what's good. So I guess this has been a long show, but I guess we'll see y'all next week then, right?
We're going to do that.
Yes, sir. All right, that's what's good. Peace.
Peace.
One.
Smoke one for me, drink some for me. Smoke one. I do. Smoke one for me. Drink some for me. Smoke one. I do.
Coke trained in my cold veins, yet I never snort Cobain. Puff a little Al Green, Robert plant seeds in your IC. Everlasting, push to different passions. Sorta like my brother Cranston when he building caskets, copy casket, no passes. Conversate with masses, Mr. Slow Flow. Shit, I get molasses. Refer to me as Mr. Damascus, pit bastard penny. You are not wise, you many lack ambition. So sit back, smoke one, and listen. Never piss where you fishing, the newest school rendition. Exercise with marathon lungs and come from the slums with mama passed the blunt to me. Cut muddy. Never watered down, this that side of town. Be the black and brown shit. When my people do it stretch, they tell me something like this.
Smoke one for me. Drink some for me. Smoke one. I do. Smoke one for me. Drink some for me. Smoke one.
Pretending I don't know no better, 1996. I was living in the South. Stepdaddy in the caddy rolling on some West Coast shit. Police kicking the door, about 7 ready. Mama screaming loud, I could tell she wasn't ready. Trying to see a kid testify steady. By the time she see me, wouldn't let it, couldn't tell a nigga. I was on a mission to be more, still pretending I don't know no better. This my life, tell me yours. I just hope to see my niggas on. I just hope they feel the same for me.
Never say a dope where you stay. Ride not Lexus on blaze. 935 fast lane. This is for my people from the A. Hey,
white cup, check it out. You ain't gotta pass that to me. No, I got the ratchet on me. But I ain't trying to catch a petty case. Do it, put the racks up in the safe. Spit it for the youngest, lost their lives in the game. Knowing that a hoodlum never change. Lord really, really bless me. Survive through the jungle with the apes. Hunger for the team. ATX shine when we gleam. Bet I'm coming down when I swim. Coming down when I swim. Coming down when I swim.
My one for me. Drink some for me. Smoke one, smoke one. Smoke one, smoke one. I do. Smoke one for me. Drink some for me. Smoke one, smoke one. Smoke one, smoke one. I do.
Till my heart beat heavy and my veins wanna burst and my boss get lost off in a power trip. Bitch, I really wanna bust your shit. He wanna play tough and he wanna talk slick. Yellow belly white boy, give a dark pink slip. My eyes see red till I ball black fist. But the boys in blue love to cuff that wristband. Put you behind cold steel where the villains leave scars that your heart can't heal. And you gotta go to court and you're praying for a deal. But you can't post bail. Just inhale it.
Friday, why should I stay sober, huh? Hey, perfect day to blaze another pound of dough. With donuts in a robot though. Turn it up some more.
Back in the smoke, that shit is no joke. Yeah, I love it when it go that endo smoke. That shit is no joke. Smoke windows up for the blunt with the throw. Get a cup, fill it up and get some more. Pull a dip, tell her nigga where she roll. That endo smoke. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. Got one blunt and I never let her go. Two tokes in the morning when I rose up. Three more by the time I hit the door. That endo smoke. That shit is no joke. Smoke. Time to overdose, folks, go kill yourself. Smoke, don't kill yourselves over this dope dose. Smoke, take it, smoke.
Right there, dog.
Light that shit up, man. I ain't felt this way in a long time. Oh, light that shit. Tryna smoke?
I love it when it go, that.
I love it when it go, that. That shit is no joke. That shit is no joke. I love it when they go that and just that shit is like that shit is like that shit is like that shit is like that smoke
money we forget money start we skip flow start spark a hole.
That OG, SD, smoking is my remedy. AK, 47, feels like I died and gone to heaven. Agent Orange, Allen Wrench, which one got the loudest stench? Alpha Goo, Alpha Blue, man, y'all know what we about to do. It's that schizophrenia, amnesia, coughing hard like I got a fever. Night train, Northern Lights, Big Buddha, Bear White, Black Cherry. Blackberry, never knew getting high could be that scary. Blue cheese, blue dream, wake and bake is an everyday routine. That blueberry, that yum yum, that bubble kush, that bubble gum, that purple blowing circles, got me stuck hanging up like Urkel. That Cinderella, cherry pop, this sh- got me feeling very hot. Mango, cantaloupe, if you stress me, you know I got the antidote.
Smoke some.
But all of my sweets gon' blow, so kill the smoke.
It's that Dirty Harry, Virgin Mary, Death Star, Reptar, Game Over, Crystal Coma. When I'm in the club, you can smell the aroma. Fruit Loop, Fruity Pebble, time travel, next level. No sticks, no seeds, man, we be on that ghost weed. That popcorn, that purple haze, that's what we blaze on tour for days. That Jack Jacaret, juicy fruit, know I got the munchies like Scooby-Doo. Great Ape, Orange Kush, just smoked a fat blunt with George Bush, I mean Obama. If you legalize it, there be no drama. There's MJ, Michael Phelps, smoke with your friends all by yourself. How you set out with deep, sour grape, don't get pulled over with it out of state. That Afghan, cotton candy, vaporizer, all you fancy. Headband, train wreck, I need some more, but I haven't gotten paid yet.
Smoke some.
Some of my sweets be fucked up, but all of my sweets gon' blow, so kill the smoke, it's stuck up.
Yeah, this is A Chisel, the Underground King. Underground King. Right now, you're listening to Soulmates.
Know what I'm talking about?
Know what I'm talking about?
Smoke some,
smoke some.
From the bottom, from the bottom, from the bottom. Oh boy, I'm Hollywood bound. From the bottom.
Ow! This is the Smoke Man.
Yeah.
My man Chris Lowe,
Johnny
John, Book D.
Oh,
yeah. My little brother Dick the Squeaky. We about to hurt this. Some new.
A microphone when I'm alone with the beats. Then I cue the beats and heats. I don't really need no filling, I still roll sheets. Jay and bring crunch, we smoke to get the munch. With ease, grab a steak and cheese for lunch. Man, bring a can full of lyrics. I pop the beat and sample. He flips his lid when he hear it.
You got smoke.
Smoke, I know I won't choke. Cause in every song that we go, will be dope. So proceed with the beat. Born by the sea, guaranteed for the lift. With Bookman, roll a split. So we can get some lemon on it for the show. Yo, I got an ill ninja spite, yo.
Light it up, light it up. 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 Yeah. Smoke man, light it up.
Light it up.
Smoke man, light it up.
Light it up.
Smoke man, light it up.
Smoke man, light it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, how do you feel when the juice from the bomb is for at least the ill? I'm like the ice cream man coming to your town. You want indica, Buddha, song.
Yeah.
It's la la every time I hit the bomb. Jack be nibble and Jack be sorry. Jack couldn't even smoke the Bob Marley. You know it's my first class mail and it is hell. Here it's not for my brain cells, but I put up a hand to me. Go to Chris for beat, putting niggas in deep sleep.
Deep sleep.
I'm like the boogeyman and watching your heartbeat. Hitting the meat while your girlie's in heat. The clear smoke and we still roll sheets. The easy wipe, the bamboo does the least. So R.I.P. set, let's cease.
Pipe and push it past the point of Pluto's. Who knows who's gonna spin on that same total eclipse of the brain.
Do we keep you sane?
Roll skunk to fill the funk while the bass boom up in your trunk. So just slam to get puffed. I got the feel, recline, so back a chill. Cause I got a fat beat like rough, like
rough, like rough, like rough. Like rough, like rough, like rough. I like rough, like rough, like rough. I like rough, like rough, like rough, rough. I've been fired. For what reason? The Smoke Man been hired for the season. Good to be going in, going to be getting. That's in the prison of the songs that I'm writing. You're so high. But well, please don't let that butt pass me by.
Boom, bam, slam.
Word to her for every word.
Yeah.
The Smoke Man
needed
J.R. Beat
out.
A pipe or pick the pepper. Don't want to fat one like a pickle. Except make it fatter. It doesn't matter. Cause every time the Smoke Man smoke the bong and make the glass shatter. So got the feel and look at what you grill. As it puts you to sleep like you were drinking like grill. Now you're asleep and you wake up. So grab a Philly and light it up. True, never be doo-doo. Smoking down to the residue. When I step on stage, niggas get a rage and pull out the 12 gauge. The light still stays yellow, green, or maybe purple. If you don't have a fat one, get out the circle. I have a little one, my friend, and it's nice to be smoking with the clan and the Smoke Man. My man Chris Lowe and my man Jenna John roll along the J's. Dinner for time. It's only 2 grains they like to feel, and it's a fat bag of ism and a green dollar bill. I light up cars. As I take a little ride with the guy, did a jump past the J up on the right hand side.
to jay up on the right hand side. Pass to jay up on the right hand side. The bubble make it up to your mouth. Roll it up and take it. Pass to jay up on the right hand side. Pass to jay up on the right hand side. Pass to jay up on the right hand side.